819 on Connect FM and your midweek morning connection rolling on, and we're ready to have a midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc. We get to do this every other week, every other Wednesday, and here we are, ready to do it again. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Great to have you with us this morning on a very, very cold, wintry morning with some snow on the way. But hey, it's January, right? It's supposed to happen this way.
Yes, and we're already more than halfway through the month.
Well,
so
there you go.
It's the longest month of the year, and to be nearing the end of it is welcoming.
Yeah, it can feel that way. It can feel a little slow, but we'll get through it. We do every year.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with it being slow, I think things also slow down after a very very busy December that you had and November for Downtown Du Bois Inc. But things have kind of slowed down a little bit, but they're going to gear back up slowly. Yes. One of those things that we'll be hearing more about in the months ahead is the farmers market in downtown.
Yes.
I mean, think of that right now.
I know.
It's hard to think about that with the weather as it is, but it won't be long before we're gathering in the Pershing parking lot for farmers market on Saturday mornings. Tell us about the farmers market and what you would be looking for at this time of the year.
Well, right now we are looking for vendors. We would like to grow and expand the farmers market. Had a meeting with Visit Clearfield County and Hans Duncan of Duncan Farms just the other day to discuss ideas and how we can potentially grow this even larger.
Yeah, great.
And make it something, you know, get more of the community involved and draw more people in. So right now we are looking for vendors. Anybody that within the Tri-County area, that would be Clearfield, Jefferson, or Elk, that anything homemade, homegrown, it just has to be made here in the Tri-County area.
So something some folks may not completely understand is it doesn't necessarily, even though it's a farmer's market, mm-hmm. you don't actually have to grow something. If there's something that you're a home crafter of some sort,
you can
sign up and do it that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have already two vendors, at least last year, that made different crocheted mm-hmm. items and just, and you know, things that they made themselves. Yes, crafters are very much welcome.
Nice.
We'd like to add to give more things for people to explore and shop and support.
And maybe an interesting question would be, if you sign up to be a vendor, do you have to sign up for all summer long, or can it just be for a month at a time or a week at a time?
No, you can sign up a week at a time. Mm-hmm. It's $10 per week.
Okay.
Or $75 for the entire season. Now
there's
15 weeks.
Yeah.
So obviously it's
That's
the better deal. But we understand that some can't make every event.
Yeah.
So maybe they can only make it once or twice a month and they just rather pay as they come. So, and we obviously have a few that do that. So
mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So we anticipate that. Of course, we're looking forward to the farmers market. When does that happen? When are those 15 weeks?
The last Saturday in June till the first Saturday in October.
All right. Super. All right. Some good notes there about this year's farmers market in downtown Du Bois. Let's talk about another issue, and that would be the Hometown Hero banners. You know, probably folks grew accustomed to seeing those Hometown Hero banners posted throughout the downtown area in Du Bois and may have noticed they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
So why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Our Hometown Hero banner program kicked off in 2018.
Yeah.
And with intentions of rotating them out, but that never took place.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 200, I forget the number now, I think 290 poles that we filled with banners. over the course of the like a 6-year period time. Mm-hmm. We're now 8 years out, and a lot of them are frayed, cracked, faded.
Yeah.
And we started receiving phone calls from some of the family members asking that we start taking them down because sure. they felt it was disrespectful. And I do agree, we're trying to honor them.
Exactly.
And if you let them deteriorate, you're no longer doing them justice and being, you know, honoring them.
Yeah.
So it was something that we started discussing last year and trying to figure out the best way to do it because some have been up 8 years, some have only been up 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But also whenever the program started, they just started placing, people could pick their poles. So they were just randomly placed. So there was no way to do like, okay, take down the first round, take down the second round.
Exactly.
There was no way to do that without taking them all down. And so they started coming down about 2 weeks ago, and we made arrangements with the city and the city crew because it was more cost effective and timely for them to remove the banners whenever they take down the Christmas lights.
That makes sense.
Makes it a lot simpler for them to take down the Christmas lights instead of trying to loop them through the pole in between. So, I mean, it was just it actually worked out better for time for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they have started coming down. The majority of them have come down, but we are planning tentatively right now for Thursday, March 12th to have a retirement appreciation event mm-hmm. for the banners to retire them officially and then distribute them back to the family members or organizations that purchased them. And then later this year, we will be kicking off the Hometown Hero banner, basically 2.0.
Okay, the new campaign.
The new campaign. A lot of individuals are, you know, they're concerned that banners aren't going to be going back up. But no, they are.
Most definitely.
We want to continue to honor those that have served our country and our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's been veterans, EMTs, firemen, police, like everyone that has served, we want to honor. So
well, yeah, great. And I appreciate that update, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. So
yes.
Don't fret. Don't think that we are dishonoring or disrespecting.
Yes.
That is not the case at all. And the new banners, much better looking, I'm sure,
yes.
And looking fresh and just top notch. We'll be going back out later on this year.
Yes.
And we'll be keeping in touch with you, Shirley, about that service potentially coming up in March and just learn more about it. Well, it's always great to get updates from you about
Thanks.
What's going on in downtown Dubois, especially when we're in these kind of slow months that drag along and gives us some things to look forward to.
Yes. All thank right. you.
You're welcome.